All right, this is Kyone Wolf's demo tape for the state troubadour position. Take one. Here we go.
Wanna gamble? Keep it casual. See a band and go moshing, watch some boxing. The casinos have it all. Things are legal there that aren't legal at your local shopping mall. No, this isn't working out.
Okay, cut. Kyone Wolf, state troubadour demo tape, take two.
Carpe diem at a local museum. Act now so you get a chance to see them. There's the Florence, Griswold, Bruce, Wadsworth, and New Britain, too. And you don't even need that much cash, because one of them even shows real trash. Wait, where did my background music go?
Okay, cut. Okay, this is Kyone Wolf State Troubadour demo tape. This is take three.
Let's disembark on a walk in the park, perhaps Elizabeth or People's Forest. It's really great. You can bring your first date up or downstate, unless they raise the parking rates. You know, that makes me really irate. We only have so much money in the state, and they're always trying to get us some.
Okay, cut.
What?
Cut.
Come on.
Cut. Kyone Wolf, state troubadour demo tape, take four.
There's nothing like a trip to the playhouse to see master thespians perform. Check out Hartford Stage Goodspeed Playhouse on Park, Yale Rep, the Bushnell, the Warner, and Schubert. Sorry, thespians.
Cut, cut, cut. Kyone Wolf, State Troubadour demo tape, take five.
If you love the Whalers, love the Hartford Whale. If you love Yukon football, go to Rentschler Field. Rock Cats rock in New Britain. The CT Sun has mighty women. And whatever happened to High Line? Does anyone know what happened to High Line?
Cut. Okay, Kyone Wolf, State Troubadour demo tape. This is take six. Can we please, please get it right this time?
If you're over 21 and can handle fun in the sun, may I recommend you spend some time on the wine trail. If you like Cabernet or a buttery Chardonnay or a Merlot or Pinot Noir, there you are on the wine trail. You know, I'm going to need another glass. This one's half empty, and I demand one that's half full.
No, cut, cut, cut. Why am I even in here? Who let her in the studio? I'm done. I'm finished. I'm out. That's it.
Okay, that could explain why Kyone Wolf is not the state troubadour. Let me tell you who is the state troubadour. Kristen Graves is the new state troubadour. She's the 15th Connecticut state troubadour. And as if that weren't enough, we decided that we would bring other state troubadours back. Not that they're ever really far away. They're always nearby. There's always a state troubadour around when you need one. Tom Callanan is here with us in studio, too. He was the original state troubadour. He was troubadour numero uno. Thomasina Levy is here with us. She's the 11th Connecticut state troubadour. Laura Herskovich is here, and she was the 13th Connecticut state troubadour. So we've got, what are we calling it? Troubapalooza?
Troubapalooza.
Yeah, Troubapalooza. We're going to start out by meeting Kristen, though, our brand new, newly minted. How long have you been state troubadour?
Since mid-May, so yeah. Not very long.
Yeah, you're still wearing the tiara.
I am.
It's that new. And explain for people who just are unfamiliar with this whole concept, what are the duties of the Connecticut State Troubadour?
Basically, it's an honorary position, and your job is to promote the arts throughout the state and act as an ambassador for arts programs and for artists. And then when you leave the state, which that's what I was saying to that I just got back last Saturday from a tour. And so when you are out of the state, you promote Connecticut to people as you are traveling.
So when you're traveling, what do you say about Connecticut?
Well, I tell people that now is the best time to come and that they can always stay on my couch if they need a place to stay.
I didn't realize that was part of the grand bargain.
I think it was one of the lines on the application.
Yeah.
It was definitely one of the lines on the application.
Yeah, you have to put up squatters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you have a guest room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to ask, we're going to get to know Kristen a lot better. Just like first of all, you're not even really from here, but the good news is you're from Green Bay, Wisconsin, right?
I am. It's true.
Yeah. How long have you lived in Connecticut?
I've lived in Connecticut since 2005.
Yeah. But you're still a Packers fan.
Of course.
All right. That's
once
good.
A Packers fan, always a Packers fan.
This is the first ever state troubadour that I know of who was a Packers fan. So that's very meaningful to me. I'm going to ask some of the other troubadours, think about just for a second your best moment, your favorite moment while you were state troubadour. I'll come back to all of you in just a second. I'll give you a second, so just in case you're drawing a blank, I'll give you a second to kind of cogitate. about that. But Kristen, explain also how did you get to be state troubadour? You have to apply, right?
Yeah, there's an application process, and so you need to turn in some letters of recommendation from other artists or producers of shows or booking agents, and you need to write an artist statement, kind of what you stand for and what your songs are about and who you are as a human, and then you need to write a song about the state of Connecticut. And there are a few other like resume things. You need to let them know where you've played and how often you play and things like that. But those are the main things.
Background check, drug testing, all that kind of stuff.
Of course.
So now that you've had a moment to cogitate about that, first of all, let's also say that part of this is you sort of heard about this a little bit from Lara. Do I have that right?
I did. Well, actually, not even from her at first, but I was playing a show in Rhode Island, not even in Connecticut, and someone had said to me, "Don't you know Lara? She's your state troubadour." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't know we had one." And so then she and I kind of ran in the same circles for a few years, and after playing a couple shows together, she said to me, "You have to try for this. You have to do this." So I did.
All right. By the way, as we go along here, we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, wonderful experiences you've had with state troubadours, or maybe even terrible experiences that you've had with state troubadours, 860-275-7266. I can't believe there's any such thing as a terrible experience you would have with such a joy-inducing program as state troubadour. But give us a call, 860-275-7266. So, Lara, you've had a chance to think about this. Do you have, like, a favorite moment while you were state troubadour?
There are lots, actually. I feel like I really should answer and say that, of course, it was coming on your show.
Oh, yeah.
But in addition to that,
let's rule that one out.
My second favorite moment, I mean, in general, it's really was and still is. I wear the banner of former Connecticut State Troubadour now equally proudly. Really an honor to represent the state in that way and to represent the arts in that way. Nobody has any idea what it is. So it was really fun. Even, you know, touring and traveling to other states to plant the seed of the idea that they might have a troubadour position. I always joked that when I was the state troubadour of Connecticut, with no other state having one, that I was America's troubadour because nobody else was going to compete for that position.
Is that true?
I thought maybe.
I don't think so.
I think Montana might have one.
But it never changes. It's like this elderly man who looks like he's a cowboy. That's what, when I did my research, that was it.
And I thought maybe Louisiana might have one.
Arizona actually had the state balladeer named Dolan Ellis, and he was the one who inspired me to suggest it to the Commission on Culture and Tourism.
So he could be America's balladeer. We get to be America's troubadour.
That's true. Right.
In terms of specific moments, it would have to be – I was honored to go on to a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor when I was state troubadour, and I'm pretty sure that's how they found me. So that was really an honor and a privilege.
That's not bad at all. All right. So Tom Callanan, do you have a favorite moment? You were the original first ever state troubadour, and as you just revealed to us, somebody who really kind of even suggested the idea of state troubadour. But when you were state troubadour, was there one shining moment?
Yeah, playing the Kennedy Center for the Millennium Stage in 1999 was great. And of course, touring up and down the East Coast from Maine to Florida for 25 years was another constant reaffirmation of how important it is to promote the arts and how special Connecticut is to a lot of people who have moved to Florida, for example, and other places along the way. And it's a way for them to develop some ties back to the homeland, as it were. So there were a lot of great moments. I think my first moment before actually being named the state troubadour was at the hearing when I went in to sing a song to justify for the committee why a position that didn't exist and never had existed, of which I was the only nominee, had to justify why this was happening. And as I walked in, the senator in charge looked at me with a guitar and said in stentorian tones, "There will be no singing at this hearing." And then she was informed, troubadour singer, and well, right. I got my one song.
You overcame. All right, Thomasina, how about you?
April 14th, 2005, I was asked to come to the State House, and they said, Jody Rell's going to be there, and it was like an arts day kind of a thing. And they said, sing a song. So I got to sing a song for Governor Rell, and unbeknownst to me, she proceeded to hand me and talk about my career, and it was Thomasina Levy Day in the state of Connecticut. So I have this big certificate.
I remember that well. We all played Dulcimers for one day.
I was crying, and the governor was crying, and my mom was crying. It was really just a really special day, and I felt like I could have speeded on the highway, and if they stopped me, I would show them, nope, it's my day. Yeah. You can't give me a ticket.
I've actually tested that. It doesn't really work that way. I claimed I was Thomasina Levy, and I still got the ticket. First of all of them, each of them individually is going to do a song for you. We're going to take a call from Matt in just a second, who knows a few of these state troubadours, I think. At the end, they're all going to do something together. And so it's going to be a very musical day here. We like that idea. Let's grab our call from Matt in Old Lyme right now, who's not coming up on the board for some reason. All right, let me try over here. All right, little mouse problem here. We're not going to talk to Matt at the moment. What we'll do instead is, Kristen, since you are our brand new state troubadour, we'd love to hear a song from you. What do you got for us?
Well, I have a song that I had hoped would be proven irrelevant by now, but it's just turned out with the government shutdown that this has become kind of my theme song, I guess. So a few weeks ago when I was in D.C., I sang this song on the Capitol Hill steps, and the guards blew their whistles at me, but it is true. You can still sing a song on a public sidewalk in this country. I've proven it now, and I have the video to prove it, which is fun, too. So this song is called Dear Mister. Dear Mr. Congressman, I'm writing you today with so many questions I hope that you can say. You're working hard and feeling really tired after actually doing something today. Because I can't take it anymore of your breaking down. No, I won't take it. So put away your pride and get working. Dear Mr. Senator, I'm trying to understand why fear and hate are the tools of your command. Maybe this year you'll make less of a mess and actually callous your hands. Because I can't take it anymore of your breaking down. No, I won't take it. So put away your pride and get working. And Mr. Governor, you're only human, but you act like you answer to no one. Well, look now, we're asking questions. If I were Neil Young, I'd ignore you by singing la la da da, la da da. Mr. President, during your campaign, I thought you could start the sun and stop the rain. Well, please stand strong and please work hard, and I'll do the singing for change. Oh, I'll sing la, la da da, la da da. Anymore of your breaking down. No, I won't take it. So put away your pride and get working. Yeah, just put away your pride and get working. Oh, put away your pride and get working. Yeah, just put away your pride and get working.
All right. Welcome back to Troubapalooza. This is our gathering of state troubadours, including our current one, Kristen Graves. You just heard her. We've got three other state troubadours here in studio with us, Thomasina Levy and Tom Callanan and Laura Herskovich. All of them are going to play individual songs, and at the end, they're all going to play together. I do want to say, and this is sort of the great thing about troubadours, I made the mistake of suggesting this as we were all kind of emailing back and forth on this big group email. I lost count, but I think maybe 57 different songs were suggested for the song that they would all play together in the end. Everybody had at least 10 ideas and maybe more. So
we're going to do a medley.
A medley scan,
of all 57.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, I've now restored a computer function here. Let me grab a call here. Our number, 860-275-7266. If you have a question or a comment or you think you'd be a good state troubadour, 860-275-7266. Also getting tweeted by Rachel. What's Rachel saying here? She's saying, listening to the state troubadour on Colin McEnroe's show, she rocks. Serious ray of sunshine today. That's all about Kristen Graves, our new state troubadour. She's getting a pound right now from Laura. Let's talk to Matt here in Old Lyme. Hi, Matt.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to say, Colin, I love the show, and you really warmed my heart today hearing that Sheena's on board with you guys, because I had the greatest time with her playing up at the Big E. Sheena, how are you?
Hey, Matt. I knew it was you.
It was a great time. And then down on the green in New Haven and in Old Lyme on a nice fundraiser for the Children's Learning Center. I think the arts are something that the state sometimes the wheels fall off the track and people forget how important the arts are. It really improves kids' minds in school. They think differently. And then listen to the songs these guys are singing. They're singing about important issues that are important to them. And, you know, I love you guys all. You're doing such a great job. You know, everybody should sing, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. Sheena, by the way, is what you call Thomasina Levy if you're an F.O.T., right? A friend of Thomasina. Or maybe you're an F.O.S., a friend of Sheena. I'm not quite sure about that. But anyway.
He was my first one quality note.
Yeah. But that's very common among musicians. I address J-Lo as Lo, usually. All right. So I want you to meet all of these musicians. They're all different and exciting in different ways. Tom Callinan is the founding father of the State Troubadour program. And Thomasina Levy is the person who introduced the dulcimer. It was almost as controversial as Dylan's electric set at Newport when she showed up with her dulcimer as a State Troubadour. But first, let's meet you've already met her on the show. I should say that I know all of these people. Thomasina Levy was on my old TIC show. Tom and I collaborated early on in an article about the essential character of Connecticut, I think. And Laura's been on this show. So, Laura, first of all, we should mention the latest CD is called Four Wise Monkeys, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you've got a gig coming up. Mention what that is, too.
I do, actually. And those two things are connected. So I don't do music full time. 4 days a week, I do statewide juvenile justice policy and advocacy work for the Connecticut Juvenile Justice Alliance. And then I tour on the weekends. So I combine those two things. And my most recent record, I really wanted to try to bring those two worlds together very, very intentionally. So it's a concept album all weaving in and around issues related to really the civil and human rights crisis that is the prison industrial complex in the United States of America. So, you know, the one statistic I'll use to help people understand how deep it is that the United States has 5% of the world's population. We're pretty small population-wise. And we have a full 25% of the world's prisoners here in this country. We have been locking people up like there's no tomorrow. And for a lot of them, that means that there isn't. And so that's what the album is about. The fundraiser that's coming up is specifically for the Connecticut Juvenile Justice Alliance. It's on Saturday, November the 9th at Long Wharf Theater, Stage 2. Show is at 7:30. Doors open at 7. And we really hope that folks will come out and support. I'll be playing with two good friends of mine, Henry Lugo on upright bass and Mark Zaretsky on harmonica. They're both tremendous musicians, and it's going to be a really, really fun night. So.
All right. We're going to have Laura do a song. You're going to meet each of the troubadours. This is your chance to meet Laura. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do a song from that new CD called You Are Beautiful. As I said, everything on that album weaves around that issue of prisons in America. And this one specifically was inspired in Birmingham, Alabama.
Number 6 digits long. Never imagined you'd have to be so strong. Counted the hours till you could leave the place. All they ever noticed were your mistakes. Something written on a building tried to see, but no one ever told you was a possibility, and painted on the overpass, you prayed it told the truth. This is what it looks like when someone believes in you. It said you all around you had their say, but you get to raise yourself at the end of the day. So packed up your courage and left the rest, started walking and hoping for the best. And like a flower through the pavement, you found your way to free. Staring at the sidewalk, you finally agree with all this graffiti and what it guarantees. You thank some stranger for helping you to see that you like, where you've been, what you do, where you live, who you love, who you pray to, what you know, what you show, and what you try to hide. Look inside, look inside, look inside of you, 'cause you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are.
Woo! Troubapalooza! Laura Herskovich. She's one of our state troubadours. We've got four of them here in the studio, including the current one, Kristen Graves. We're going to, as I say, you'll hear, get to hear all of them perform individually. Tom Callanan, just turning to you for a second, you were talking about how you brought this idea to the state legislature. What was the idea? Why did you think Connecticut needed a state troubadour? Where did the seed of the idea even come from?
Well, I got a mailing from a guy named Dolan Ellis. He was the Arizona State Balladeer, and he was appointed by, I'm not sure what commission in the state of Arizona, and he represented the state of Arizona musically, and I thought, what a cool thing, because often artists have to work to get some credentials that we are reliable and upstanding people, and you know, I don't know about you ladies, but that's been my experience, and with people that I've performed with also. So this was they asked me to go down to Philadelphia to sing for some travel writers for the Mid-Atlantic states. They were doing a presentation to boost Connecticut tourism. And they asked me if I'd go down and sing and play the spoons and do some whatever it is that I do. And as I was leaving the meeting, they said, is there any song with? And they listed all these places that they were trying to boost tourism for, and there wasn't. So I wrote it on the way back home in the car, which is, I get most of my writing done that way. And so
I hope you have like a hands-free steering inside, so I'm concerned about your driving.
It's not distracted driving. It's inspired driving. So when I ran it by them, and then they sang it at the event, they really enjoyed it. And they said, gee, you should be some sort of an ambassador. This would be great. And I just, as flip as I am as a former eighth grade teacher, I said, well, I'm hoping that you would just take it and run with it and make me the first official state troubadour. And they looked as if it was their idea. And whenever legislators get that idea or governmental types, you let them go with it.
It does seem as though among state troubadours, you've probably actually written and or performed more Connecticut-specific songs than anybody I can think of. And like individual town song, Bridgeport by the Sea, is one I can think
I've
of.
I've written over 100 songs about Connecticut.
All right. I think your title is safe then.
I'm not worried.
So you want to do a song for us now?
Sure. I'll do one that I just did last weekend in Norwich. We dedicated a David Ruggles Freedom Courtyard. David Ruggles was an 18th century freed black who was born in Lyme but moved to Norwich and grew up in Norwich, then went to New York City and became a leader in the Underground Railroad movement and rescued actually 600 self-emancipated slaves. And including Frederick Douglass, but yet David Ruggles is not known by his name. So I did two songs there, and the Ruggles song is longer than the Bells of Norwich. They also cast a Norwich a Freedom Bell in honor of the Emancipation Proclamation, because it, on January 1st, 1863, the bells in Norwich rang for a solid hour because the people were so enthused with the idea of freeing the slaves. So I'll do the bells of Norwich. There are bells that bing, bells that bong, bells that clang and bells that gong, bells that wake and bells that warn, bells that cheer and bells that mourn. New Year's Day, 1863, the Norwich bells rang, hopefully that the words proclaimed might prove to be freedom sought so desperately. The bells rang for an hour straight to mark at last and celebrate that day and start to mend the wrong, free at last, so went the song. There are bells that bing, bells that bong, bells that clang and bells that gong, bells that wake and bells that warn, bells that cheer and bells that mourn. Looking back, it was premature to think injustice might be cured by mere words upon a document signed into law by the president. Time must pass before wounds mend, before one's foe can turn to friend. Our fractured land would not be healed despite the many bells that peal. There are bells that bing, bells that bong, bells that clang and bells that gong, bells that wake and bells that warn, bells that cheer and bells that mourn. That's not to say it was all in vain, that hopes were raised, then dashed again. He could not with his pen erase the millions who had been displaced. No mortal man could overnight make centuries of wrongs turn right, but on New Year's Day, 1863, the Norwich bells rang hopefully. There are bells that bing, bells that bong, bells that clang and bells that gong, bells that wake and bells that warn, bells that cheer and bells that mourn. There are bells that bing, bells that bong, bells that clang and bells that gong, bells that wake and bells that warn, bells that cheer and bells that mourn.
That's Tom Callanan, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break in just a second. We'll come back. We've still got to meet Thomasina Levy. Got to hear a song from her. We're going to have a little bit of crosstalk among the troubadours. They can give Kristen Graves some advice about how to be a state troubadour. I think we all know that if you have nude photos, they should just get them out in the public right now. That's how Tom Callanan got through that crisis anyway. I would advise you to do it the same way, too. And we'll hear a little bit more about Kristen's plans for her mission for the rest of her time as state troubadour. And we'd love to hear your phone calls as well, 860-275-7266. You may tweet us at WNPRColin. We'll be back after this.
After I left and nothing else matters.
I rode my horse to Danielson, and the farmer sicked his spaniels on me. You know what's really unfair about getting the state troubadour job? It's all about who you know, and also their weird insistence on musical ability. Today's show was produced by Patrick Scahill, Betsy Kaplan, and me, with help from our intern, Tess Aronson. The part of Bill Curry was played by Jonathan Richman. On tomorrow's show, Patrick Scahill's rockin' failure of the electrical grid leading to a return to primitive society and acts on cannibalism. Yes! And now, back to Colin.
All right, yes, tomorrow on the show we will talk about what will happen, what would happen if there were a cascading failure of the United States power grid, a long-term power outage caused by solar flares or cyber terrorism, months and months with no power. Sounds really fun, huh?
I think today is more fun than that, I gotta say.
This is our happy day here today. We've got all the state troopers. We don't have all the state troubadours. That would involve a lot more people. But, in fact, we do have Lara Herskovich. We have Thomasina Levy. We have Tom Callanan. They're all former state troubadours with us now. Also, Kristen Graves, the new state troubadour. Hey, before we get to Thomasina, I want to open up a possible interesting can of worms, too. You know, basically, the state troubadour is somebody with a guitar or a dulcimer. But I wonder if, you know, in the future, it would make sense to think to expand the paradigm a little bit. I mean, we've got some pretty interesting hip hop artists here. We're personally close to Self Suffice, who operates partly out of Trinity. And they're, you know, jazz pianists.
Absolutely.
Like Noah Behrman. Yeah.
You have to write a song about Connecticut. I mean, that's the number one thing. You have to be able to compose a song. But actually, I've been encouraging Bob Bloom to apply. There's a history in Connecticut that each town had its own drummer, because when they had these, you know, colonial and post-colonial meetings, they would always start it out with a drummer, you know, doing the little. So drumming is very important to the history of the state as well. I think you just have to be a musician.
Yeah, I actually brought it up to the commission that they should expand it to storytellers about Connecticut, because troubadours in the traditional sense were traveling people who would relate stories through song. And so, but they said at the state, no, the song is the integral component, so storytellers can't do it. But what if you're monotone, you know?
Yeah. Well, Laura, I saw you nodding when I was talking about hip-hop artists.
Oh, absolutely. I've actually been thinking recently I need to find a hip-hop artist to work with. I mean, genres are all merging globally and locally, and I think I absolutely would you know, echo what's been said. I think it's definitely wise to open it up to bigger genres. I haven't sat on a jury, but I don't think other genres are specifically excluded. Maybe they just haven't applied yet.
No, they're not at all. I've been on the committee. They're not at all. I think mostly what it's more is that you have to be established as a musician with a good reputation.
Yeah.
I think that that's the bottom line first.
I think so too. I think you just have to be kind of known locally. They don't want that to be the first time they're hearing your name. But I don't think it should be genre
absolutely
specific.
Not.
We may start a campaign to get Self Suffice to be the state troubadour. Idris Elba needs to be the next Batman. Self Suffice needs to be the next troubadour. We can link them somehow. Well, let's meet Thomasina here. I'm sort of gaming the clock here to make sure we have time to do everything we want to do here today. Thomasina Levy, you were the 11th, I believe, state troubadour.
I think so.
Yeah, and the first to play the dulcimer. For people who don't even know what a dulcimer is, I think people think hammer dulcimer.
Well, first, I wasn't the first Caroline Payton, and so did Sally Rogers, but... the dulcimer is an indigenous American instrument stemming from the Appalachian Mountains. But it was interesting. For many years, the largest dulcimer manufacturer was right here in Connecticut in Winsted at Folkcraft Instruments. So that's how I got started with it. I had a baby, and I needed to start doing something besides changing diapers. So I started playing the dulcimer then. And
you already were used to having something in your lap, too.
Right, exactly. That's right. And I needed to get out. So that's what I would do, is go play dulcimer once a week. And I just kind of got a little contract to make a children's album. My career grew as my children grew. It's been a wonderful journey with the dulcimer. I get to go all over the country at dulcimer festivals and teach and play. It's been great.
Do you think as you go to these dulcimer festivals, is there a particular personality type? I mean, guitar people are all over the map. Is there a certain kind of person who winds up playing the dulcimer?
Not really.
All right.
Not really. I got to say, a lot of the professionals have PhDs. It's very interesting.
I'm very interested in prejudice and stereotypes. So
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, was some way I could.
But I've been told down in North Carolina, Thomasina, you sang real purdy.
All right, that's a beautiful thing. Well, sing something purdy for us right now. What are you going to do?
So in 2008, my girlfriend Joan Spear and I wrote a song called "Out of Many We Are One." We took President Obama's speeches and blew them up to 20-point type, and we started cutting out phrases. And we wrote a song called "Out of Many We Are One," and then we approached David Darling and Joseph Firecrow and Bill Lauf and Rob Brereton and Rachel Rubin, people in Connecticut, if they would be willing to, Dave Anderson, bass player, if they would be willing to record this with us. And David Darling let us do it in his studio for free, and we ended up winning an award for the song, Best Song of the Year, for the Native American Music Awards, because Joe Firecrow was on it. Mm. And I kind of I feel like I'm piggybacking on to yours, because I would really like to say, sing this in the House of Representatives at this point and say, you know, out of many, we are one, instead of let's stop fighting. Yeah. So that's my dream. Never happened, but.
You never know.
You never know. And there's a, out of many, we are one, out of many, we are one. If you want to join me on that, that would be great. The dream of our founders is alive in our time. Our work has just begun. We'll endure what storms will come our way. Out of many, we are one. Risk takers, doers, makers of things. Our work has just begun. We settled the West and we plowed the earth. Out of many, we are one. Out of many, we are one. We have come so far. We have seen so much. There is so much more to do. We will pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off, a nation born anew, a nation born anew. Let us harness the sun and wind and soil. Our work has just begun. And lay a new foundation for growth. Out of many, we are one. Young and old, rich and poor, our work has just begun. Extend your hand, unclench your fist. Out of many, we are one. Out of many, we are one. We have come so far. We have seen so much. There is so much more to do. We will pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. A nation born anew. A nation born anew. This is our moment, oh, this is our time. Our work has just begun. Great is the challenge, steep is the climb. Out of many, we are one. The dream of our founders is alive in our time. Our work has just begun. We'll endure what storms will come our way. Out of many, we are one. 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 Out of many, we are one.
Woo! Thomasina Levy, ladies and gentlemen. So this is so much fun. This is Troubapalooza. We are gathering together former and the current state troubadour. We'd love to hear from you, too, if you have questions, comments, want to know a little bit more about the program itself, maybe even how you can avail yourself of the services of the state troubadour. 860-275-7266. 860-275-7266. People who are using the Twitter are tweeting. Our Twitter address is WNPR Colin. Jennifer tweets, Kristen, that's our current state troubadour, Kristen is an incredible talent. Love her music and her heart. Please sing Down by the River. Well, if there's time, well, maybe we can do that. We don't play requests here. What do you think we are? What kind of radio station do you think we are here anyway? I want to just ask Kristen Graves, since you are our newly minted state troubadour, a little bit too about your musical influences. I hear in your music kind of different threads than I hear in Lara's and Thomasina's and Tom's. Who helped make you the songwriter you are today?
Well, I like to listen to a lot of different music, but I definitely like songwriters, you know, and so that's definitely what I listen to the most. I oftentimes credit the Lilith Fair era with shaping a lot of us, I would say. But I know that as, you know, 14 and 15-year-old, going to hear Sarah McLachlan and Sheryl Crow and all these awesome women, and me as, at that point, just a classical piano student, seeing these people on stage and realizing that's what I wanted to do. I knew I loved music, but this is why I love music. And I still listen. Yeah, I listen to a lot of female songwriters, Dar Williams, Patti Griffin, and I've been listening a lot lately to, and I don't even remember her name, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, but just any of that kind of, anyone who's writing their own stuff and has something to say, I really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, I hear in your music, I think a connection more to that, to the 90s and early part of this century. Kind of alternative music, or easiest, you say Lilith music. I just have to tell you that when Lilith came, one of the times Lilith came to the Meadows in Hartford, I was sent on to Sarah McLachlan's bus to interview her with a brand new digital tape recorder, which I couldn't turn on. And so the first thing you hear in the interview is Sarah McLachlan figuring out how to turn the tape.
That's awesome.
How useless did I feel that Sarah McLachlan had to turn on the tape recorder.
And I bet she very kindly did
that for you. Oh, she was lovely
about it.
She sang a little song about, you know, don't feel bad that you're incompetent. She made it up on the spot. Actually, it was very, very touching as well. You know, maybe we have to manage the clock here carefully, but I mean, it is first of all worth mentioning. They each one of them gets $250,000 a year and a limousine.
Right. Yes, I took mine today. To get
the
here.
Limousine is a hybrid now, so
right.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's actually not what you get. What you get $2,500 a year, something like that.
Yeah,
It's $5,000 for 2 years. So you get $2,500 a year.
It was Hugh Blumenfeld who got that. It was the first four of us, but was honor without honorarium.
And you were only a year, right?
It was a year, but it was a year and a half because they couldn't figure out how to pass it on to somebody else. Such is government.
Yeah. So we all owe you money? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
We all owe you money is what you're saying.
Well, I went back later and I said, well, now that people are getting paid, can I reapply? I said, no.
Yeah, so Hugh got the stipend. We should say Hugh Blumenfeld. I was working across the street right now. He would be here now because Hugh, I believe, is the only state troubadour.
Did he go
then,
to medical school?
Yeah, he's a doctor now. He's actually, the reason he can't be here today, literally,
what
is because he had
no excuse.
He had a 130 patient.
He's saving someone's life, whatever.
Yeah.
Surgery. Exactly.
Incredibly overrated.
I think he's got his priorities all mixed up. But very quickly, any of you could answer this question, but maybe, Kristen, you're the right person to answer it. In terms of, well, first of all, tell us what you might be doing here in the rest of your – do you have specific missions or
– I my plan is to – well, as a joke, a few years ago when things got really nasty with the election, I decided to start my own political party called the Just Be Nice Party. It's not real, but we have buttons. So, that's super official.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and so my idea has been to bring this into the schools because there are so many arts programs that are really well run, and there are a lot of kids who participate in the arts, whether it be theater, music, anything, pottery, I don't know, who are really involved and who need to be recognized for what they create because creation is really important. And I think the cool thing is to tie it in with service projects. The other thing that I do when I travel, I've been on the road for the last 4 months, is I go to Mexico and I go out to South Dakota and I work with construction and with running a guitar camp and doing a bunch of different things through my husband's nonprofit, Simply Smiles. So I love connecting service and music. It's just one of my passions. And so I think that's what I've been bringing into the schools. I got to go into one before I left and now I just got home. So I'm excited to head into more classrooms and talk to kids about how they can not only create something that's important on its own, but then use that creation to create tangible change that we need.
I should quickly say they're all going to do a song together in just a second. They've chosen Inagata Davida, which is long. I don't know if we'll get all of it in. No, that's not what they're going to do, actually. I want to do a special thank you to Gina Matruda, who is the Rick Rubin of public radio and who came to our aid, as he always does when there's music here, make sure all the mics sounded right and the balances were good and stuff like that. So it's a little bit easier with troubadours because it's, you know, it's not like the McLovins or something where we have to blend a lot of electric guitars. But we couldn't do it without Gene, so that's great. So my sense is that among group of you, Lara is sort of the natural born conductor. You seem to sort of be getting, whipping them all into shape on this song.
Are you calling me bossy? Is
yeah,
that
you're a
little
bit bossy, yeah.
Right.
You're also the most percussive troubadour, I've noticed. You really stomp your foot and bang your guitar.
I probably should have been a drummer,
yeah.
But my parents refused to buy me a drum set, so I ended up with a guitar instead.
So I'm going to have you count them in and get them going here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Come gather around people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
We forgot to mention that we did not write this song, just in case that wasn't clear.
Come writers and critics who prophesy with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you don't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old robe is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
Come senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that's hurt will be who that is stalled. For there's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are.
Oh, the line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast. And the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the time, they are a-changing. The times, they are a-changing. The times, they are a-changing.
That is perfect. I've got just enough time to thank you all. Tom Callanan, the first ever state troubadour and the guy who is responsible for the fact there even is such a thing. Thanks for joining us, Lara Herskovich. Thomasina Levy and Kristen Graves, our brand new state troubadour. Let me just tell you, coming up tomorrow, we do have, it's a good thing we're all in such a good mood right now, because tomorrow's show will be all about the loss of power for long periods of time. Although, we'll probably try to find some way to make it joyful for you. We just got a tweet in from Rob. Can the troubadours put out a best of CD? There's a great fundraising concept. Yeah, 15.
You know, actually, yeah. Pierce Campbell did something like that a couple of years ago.
I don't know what happened. Tried to get it motivated, and it fell.
On the web.
So we're going to have to say goodbye right now. Thanks very much to everybody. Thanks to Kyo and Betsy and to Gina Macruda.
I'm Kyo Wolf, and I'd like to close with a song about peace and love and, most importantly, hope.